welcome to Finley's My Little Pony Podcast. I'm Finley, and this is my dad, and this is also episode 29 of the podcast.
Episode 29, and we're back to with the start of season 2.
Yay!
We said we'd do it, and here we are.
Yep, here we are, sitting in the same room.
And in fact, we got a question from our very loyal listener, Jordan Henry.
Okay.
Who said, I've been with you since the first episode. Are you going to be making a second season?
Yes.
Good job for season 1, Jordan Henry. So I think the fact that we're here answers that question, don't you?
Yeah, we don't even have to write it. If she's been following us since season 1, then she's probably going to figure out the answer.
As soon as she hears this, as soon as she opens up this podcast and listens to the first word,
yes.
I think that answers the question, right? So, well, I think we should thank Jordan for being such a loyal listener and listening since season 1, since
thank
the very first episode.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Hey, look at that. Your loyal fan base, Finley. Hey, back to our weekly schedule again, right?
Yep.
Every week.
Every single week.
Every single week. In fact, today.
Well, except till the end of season 2.
Well, maybe. We'll see how we do the end of season 2 again. And maybe we'll figure out a way to do it so we don't have such a long period of time before
yeah.
we do the review for it.
We'll try.
Well, even coming back, we're going to be doing something a little bit different today, right? Because we're not reviewing one episode.
But we're reviewing two. It's a two-part episode, and we thought it'd just be easier to get two episodes out of the way. Well, like, it's a two-part episode, and it just seemed like it's going to be one episode because it's all one story.
Exactly.
It's got my favorite villain.
Oh, that's right. You said you like this villain. Well, we won't spoil yet who the villain is.
Yes.
Although,
oh, my gosh, he's the best.
He is the best. Well, we'll talk at the end about why you like this villain so much, because I'm anxious to hear why you like him so much.
I think you know.
Well, I don't know if I know, but I will be surprised then when we get to that part of the discussion. In the meantime, the episodes are titled The Return of Harmony, Part 1 and Part 2.
Yay!
And this is the first and second episode of Season 2. And why don't you go ahead and tell us about it, Finley?
Okay, so we start off at the schoolyard, and Miss Shirley is leading the children to show them about them, and Applejack actually accidentally stops, and all of them bump into each other, and they all get angry at each other. So, like, they start fighting, and there's this huge statue of the Lord of Disharmony.
The Lord of Disharmony. Oh, you don't want to say his name yet? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, but there's a statue in the middle of the Lord of Disharmony.
Yeah.
And?
He is there. What happens is that there's so much disharmony with those three little fillies, Apple and Scooby, and Sweetie Belle, that the statue starts to break. And he is free.
Okay.
So
the Cutie Mark Crusaders fight, and that allows the Lord of Disharmony to break out, because it wasn't really a statue to begin with, right?
Yeah, it was actually just stone covering up him.
And so what happens is, after you see sort of his heart beating within the stone, then the scene shifts to what?
So the statue cracks, and after that, Rainbow Dash chases a pink cloud that zooms past her, and she finds out it's cotton candy, and it rains chocolate milk, which rains on Applejack's farm. And Applejack's farm, she's harvesting corn, and the corn becomes popcorn. And it's crazy. And then Pinkie Pie shows up and she starts drinking the milk. And then Rarity shows up and she's in a raincoat with an umbrella. And then the apples grow really big and animals start eating it. And then Fluttershy tells them no. And the animal and the bunnies grow long legs and she gets really nervous. And then they all start chasing everything around. And Twilight tries to reverse it with a spell, but it doesn't work because the Lord of Chaos is making sure no magic will stop him now. So they try to wrangle up the cotton candy clouds, have all the animals eat them, and stop eating the apples, and then they have the popcorn. And then Twilight says something that is going to be very informational for these two episodes, that we can do anything as long as we stick together.
A little bit of foreshadowing there, huh, Finley? You know what foreshadowing means?
No.
It means you hint at something that's going to come in the future.
Okay, so then they get the letter from Princess Celestia, that she needs urgent help with Canterlot, so they all go running to Canterlot, and she tells them that a Lord of Disharmony called Discord, yeah. So Discord...
Da-da-da! You revealed his name.
Yeah, so Discord is a mixture of different animals. He's got, like, a lion claw, and then a bird claw, and he's got different colors, and you get it. He's, like, a mixture of all animals, and he's kind of crazy when I'm small, when I'm big, like... Everything's a little crazy with him, and I just love it. So then he is in the window panes, like where all the pictures are, like it's supposed to show where all the things are going to happen and what happened. There was Pinkie Pie and all the other main six, and they were defeating Nightmare Moon, and then they showed the picture of Luna and Celestia defeating Discord. And then Discord on the window pane turned into real Discord, and he fooled it like he was really there, and he told them a riddle. He said twists and turns, I'm pretty sure.
Well, he was never real. He was always in the stained glass windows.
Yeah. So let's see. So he said twists and turns, and then like...
You're not going to remember word for word, but what was the important thing at the end of that riddle?
Back where you began.
Yes, you're going to finish where you began.
But she thought, Twilight thought, that it was a twist and turn, so she took it from the beginning and went in the Canterlot maze. And then Discord shows up, the real Discord, not windowpane Discord, because that's just not. And he even agrees with me. Celestia's boring.
Well, he was taunting her when he was in the windowpane, right? He was saying...
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Did you mention how he was defeated the first time?
Oh, yeah. They turned him to stone.
But who did it?
It was Celestia.
And?
And Luna.
I thought you would be sure to mention that. Your buddy, Luna.
Yeah.
So this happened. Yes. So the first time Discord appeared was actually before Luna became Nightmare Moon.
I bet Luna was friends with Discord once. But then Celestia made her get rid of her because she couldn't have any fun. So she made Luna do it because she's the only one. Because everyone older than... Luna gets to boss her around because she thinks she's so special.
And that was another visit to Finley's Headcanon Corner.
Okay, so, so he was turned to stone and he started taunting her, and then he played a game and he got rid of the Twilight and Rarity's horn and Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash's wings, and they look kind of weird because they all look like land ponies.
Why did he get rid of them?
Because he didn't want any cheating. So, he wanted to play a little game with them because he knew that they thought it was in the labyrinth. So, he made them think that they were in there by playing a little game. So, then they all said, together. And at that minute, when they all stepped in together, the walls made them separate. And Discord knew that was their weakness. And I forgot to mention that he, like, was showing off because he knew everything about them.
Well, yeah, he knew not just their names, but he knew what their element of harmony was, right? And what their
weakness,
what their trait was, what their defining trait is.
Yeah. So
can you remind me what they are? Remember whose traits are what?
Yes, but I don't want to mention.
Am I getting you off topic?
Yes, because I probably am going to forget everything.
Okay, well, I won't do it again.
So they're going into the maze, they all get split up, and then they go their separate ways and decide to meet each other at the middle. So, Applejack is running for it, and then she finds some apples. She falls it into a huge orchard, or at least that's what she thinks it is. And then Discord's controlling apples to look like people, and they show her the past, or Discord's pretend past, that they all break up. And the truth isn't really what it seems, so she stops telling the truth, and she starts telling lies, and she turns gray. So then she starts lying to Twilight, so Twilight goes past. And then Pinkie Pie falls in a mud puddle while balloons start laughing at her, and she thinks she doesn't like it when she's laughed at. So then Discord makes the balloons look like her friends' faces. Pinkie Pie gets really sad, and she doesn't like people laughing at her. It just feels different than laughing with her. So she turns gray too, And she is, like, super rude now. So I'm pretty sure that the next one is Rarity. But no, that's
yes, no, that's right. You have it right. Rarity's next.
Okay, so Rarity thinks she found Diamond, and then she gets control. Like, her eyes go, ooh, and then, after that, she sees the diamond, so she digs, and then she thinks it's a diamond because she turns greedy and thinks everything has to be hers that's pretty. So she goes crazy, and then when they see the diamond, it's actually a real big boulder, and yeah, she's going to name him Tom. So let's see. So next, it's Fluttershy. So Fluttershy goes and finds some butterflies, and he tries to make her feel bad herself, but it takes so long because she's too kind. So then Discord just makes her mean. And then she's rude to everyone. And then Rainbow Dash.
Well, the funny thing about Fluttershy, right, is that he kept trying to get her to turn bad, but she just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm just saying, I enjoyed that part.
My favorite part about that was when Discord says, but they must call you weak and helpless. She's like, but I know I'm weak and helpless. That's how I am, but they respect that.
Mm-hmm. She knew who she was. She had good self-awareness.
So then he just, like, gives up.
And touches her and makes her gray.
Yeah, I guess he wants to, like, play a joke on every pony. Like,
he wants them to sort of accept it themselves. He wants them to be the ones to choose the dark path. Yeah. But he can't get Fluttershy to do it.
She's too nice.
She's just too nice.
He just says, you've been
nice for too long.
Long, my dear. It's time to be rude. So then Rainbow Dash comes and he shows him a glimpse of Clouddale falling apart. So she gets crazy about it because she loves Clouddale so much, even though I didn't think she lived at Clouddale. So she gets her wings back. The game stops.
Well, he offers them to her.
Yeah.
Knowing that if she accepts it, it breaks the rules of the game.
Yeah, so the broken rules, blah, 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 blah. So then the maze falls to its feet, and then Twilight says, wait, you didn't even give us a chance. And he said, oh, I never said it was in the labyrinth. That was just your mistake. So then she figures it out back where you began. She figures it out. It was in Ponyville. So then she walks to Ponyville, and then Discord turns the path to Salt, and they all slip, and then they all go inside. She looks for the book, and then Fluttershy plays keep away from her, and then Applejack lies about having the book, and then Pinkie Pie just bounces off. She doesn't want it. So then she finally gets the book after tackling everyone. And I saw while they were tackling each other, I saw Pinkie Pie bit Twilight in the hoof. She was, like, biting onto me.
Hey, we're in episode 2 now, aren't we?
Yep.
This is episode 2.
It ended when they were all fighting over Rarity's rock to make her feel mad, angry at them. So then they all turn greener than possible, and then she finally opens the door. They try it, but it doesn't work, especially because they're all gray. And Spike is the new Rainbow Dash because Rainbow Dash can't be fined. So then Twilight turns gray herself, and they all decide to go their separate ways. And then Discord's all happy.
Can I say something, Finley?
Yes.
That was another one of my favorite parts, was where Twilight got so frustrated with them that she had found the elements of harmony and wanted them to work with her, but they were busy being all gray and gloomy.
Yeah.
And she got mad at them, and she used her magic to throw the elements of harmony on her. And she said, okay, this one's for, and then she said, let's see, she said, for the liar, for the grump, for the hoarder.
No, she says, Spike says, aren't we missing any pony? Nope, we've got the grump, the liar, the hoarder.
And then whatever Fluttershy was.
I think it was just the mean.
The mean and one. But yeah, and then Spike asked her again, and she said, you're going to be the new Rainbow Dash.
And then also she says, my friends, they've become complete jerks.
So I thought it was kind of funny when she got so fed up and frustrated with him and just kind of gave up.
Yeah. I also like the part where she got all sad, like, my friends, and then she just yells out, they've all become complete jerks.
And that's the moment whenever she turns gray, right?
No, it's after that when she decides that she's going to give up on them all.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
but that's
she
where...
She says, when you have new friends, when you have friends like these, who needs enemies?
And that was the moment.
Yes. And then there's a cotton candy clock, and Discord eats it with his little, like, the thing you put on the cotton candy and just takes a big bite out of it. Discord yells, hooray, after she says not anymore. She tries to pack up, but then she looks at all the letters that Celestia sent to her.
Well, wait, you kind of skipped a bit there, right? Well, she's packing up, but Spike's on the floor groaning, right?
Yeah, and then...
Why is that?
Because Celestia's sending in all the letters.
Every single message that Twilight had sent her since she came to Ponyville.
Yeah, and then after that, him.
So after, so she starts reading them. She starts reading them,
and then she gets all the memories from behind, and then she gets an idea. She turns her normal colors again, and then she uses this memory spell, and she gets her memory back, and Applejack tells her the truth. And then Fluttershy says, oh no, I had the worst nightmare. And she was like tied to the ground, all her legs were tied up, because probably it took her a long time to find her, to finally get her down. After that, Rarity says that let's never speak of this again, because she gets rid of the boulder that she thought was a diamond.
Yeah, she's kind of embarrassed that she was carrying around a boulder this whole time.
Yeah. And then Pinkie Pie was pulled in a wagon, which probably means they had, like, tired out in a wagon or something.
But what was she doing in the wagon?
She was just laughing.
Yeah.
Like, I was all gray!
She was uncontrollably laughing.
Yeah. And that's why probably her element was laughter. So. Right. It just goes, like, all these long words. Loyalty,
you never
generosity.
Did recap who was who.
Loyalty was Rainbow Dash, generosity was Rarity. Magic was Twilight. All of these traits are like what they are, and then it's just laughter. Like,
laughter.
There's generosity, loyalty, magic, like all honesty, all the traits, and then
right.
There's just laughter.
Yeah, the others are character traits, and laughter is not a character. Like, humor would be a character trait.
Yeah, but just
but
laughter.
Laughter is not a character.
Then they try to do Rainbow Dash, and then they try to get her, but she thinks a cloud is Cloudsdale, because she really doesn't know anymore, because she's just gone crazy. So they try to tie her up from a balloon, and then she tries to get away after Fluttershy attempts. She tries to fly as fast as she can, and once they get a rope around her, she flies off, and then because Pinkie Pie didn't secure the rope to the balloon they're in, that they went flying with Rainbow Dash, and then... And then they all go flying with Rainbow Dash. And then Fluttershy says, I can't. I just can't. And then when she brings up the word Discord, Fluttershy gets so angry. She gets, like, super fast. She's like, hello, level not nice. And, like, she's just bringing out all the mean things about Discord. And then finally they got her with the second rope. They bring her down and they get Rainbow Dash back together. They all have a group hug because she's back to normal. And then Twilight decides now wasn't time for that. And then Discord is like all there. And he's like this again. And then he tries to pull them away again. But Twilight gets them back and they land. And then it works. And he like is super scared and he didn't know what was going on. He just sat there. And then boom, 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 and he turns to stone.
And how does it end?
Oh, yeah, it ends with Celestia congratulating them. And, again, Luna wasn't invited.
No, that was the interesting thing, right? Because at the end, she even talked again about how it was Luna and her who defeated Discord the first time. And
yeah.
This kind of fits. Like, she talked about Luna a ton, but then Luna wasn't there.
She didn't invite Luna. I bet she didn't even tell her.
So where do you think Luna was this time?
Luna was, again, stargazing because she really didn't care.
She's just tired of her sister's nonsense. Is that it?
Yeah.
Great job summarizing, Finley. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5 discords,
mm-hmm.
How many discords do you give part one and part two, or do you give them the same score?
Five, both of them.
You give them both 5 out of 5?
Yeah.
Anything that you didn't like about either episode?
Well, I don't get why all the three Humor Crusaders were so angry at each other.
Well, I think they're just being kids. You know how you get, you and your brother. No, you guys like, fight all, just for no reason.
No, like, their best friends, all that happened that was really noticeable was that they bumped into each other.
Well, how about this as an explanation then? You know, we know that wasn't actually a statue, but Discord himself. Do you think maybe just being close to Discord, like, brought that out in them? His Discord, his disharmony magic that sort of amplified their already...
That could work.
Yeah. Because, again, they were just, you know, the Kumar Crusaders like to pick at each other. Again, just like you and your brother and sister like to pick at each other.
Okay. Next question.
Well, okay. So that was the only thing you didn't like about both episodes?
Yeah. They were both okay. I love them both.
Well, love them. Now, which is it? Okay or love them?
Well,
there's a lot of distance between those two words.
The first one was okay because, like, Twilight could have thought more. She's just like, oh, a labyrinth. And then number two, I really liked it because of like how Discord was just like sitting there like fire away. Like he literally put like a target, a real target, you know, where you shoot with the bow and arrow. He just puts it on his belly like firewood ready.
Well, he knew it wasn't gonna work.
Yeah, and he put on his sunglasses like I'm ready to be defeated now.
Well, yes, he knew he had nothing to fear from. The gray ponies and Spike pretending to be Rainbow. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was when... Oh, yeah, I remember. When Fluttershy was just like... she just says, I know I'm vulnerable and very scared of absolutely everything. She like just let herself go.
And even then, whenever he said, well, you know, your friends... talk about that or make fun of you. She goes, well, I'm glad my friends want me to be better. They encourage me to be better. So she just saw the best in everything.
Yeah.
But hey, I think you forgot one part that I thought you liked, which was why at the very beginning were all the ponies in favor of defeating Discord? No, there was one in particular that wasn't. Which one? Who said maybe we should hold off a little while on defeating Discord?
Pinkie Pie.
And why was that?
Because she wanted the chocolate milk. She's like, but guys, chocolate milk. It's raining chocolate milk.
And then at the beginning, every time they turned around, she was sitting underneath the cotton candy clouds just drinking it.
Yeah, I guess she really likes cotton candy.
Well, she likes the chocolate milk raining out of cotton candy.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. I don't know why they want to get rid of that.
And then whenever they rounded up all the clouds, they got them out of the sky.
Yeah.
She got mad because they let the animals eat it, and she wanted to eat it.
Hey!
What was the funniest part?
The funniest part was when Twyla got so fed up, she was just like, all right, Spike, you're a Rainbow Dash.
You're stealing my one. I think you stole mine.
Yeah. And then he's just like, but, don't you think Rainbow Dash is going to not like that?
Oh, that was the part you liked?
He was like super scared, like just hiding from her.
Well, if we know anything about Rainbow Dash, he should be scared of her.
Yeah.
I could see her getting revenge on Spike for impersonating
her.
Well,
no. I bet she'd be mad at Twilight for just, like, sticking it on, like, you're the new Rainbow Dash.
Oh, that's true. So maybe Spike didn't have anything to fear. It was really Twilight who was in trouble there.
Oh, look. You agree with me that Twilight did something wrong once again.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. I see your point about Twilight.
But I think, like, the first part, it was really bad with her just, like, to not think about. She's just like, oh, look, a labyrinth. That must be what he's talking about. Like, not even thinking about, like, it. Like,
and she didn't even ask her friends either, like, did she?
What do you think?
She didn't ask her friends.
Nothing. Just like, oh, labyrinth. Let's go.
Nope. She thought she had all the answers from the very beginning.
Yeah.
So, who was the most valuable pony of the episode?
The most valuable pony was Discord.
Yeah, I could see that. I think I could see that. Why do you say Discord is the most valuable pony?
Because he was like the one, he was the villain, of course. He made everything go bananas. He was like playing jokes on Celestia. He was the one who got rid of the wings. He was the one who made them all gray and stuff. And, like, you get it? He was, like, one of the main characters. He did all the things to make them who they were and what they did and how he became king. I don't know. Like, Celestia just backed up, like, here you go, ponies. Figure out and solve this mystery. Just, like, let them go.
Because, and then she goes, I'm out. Peace out.
Yeah, like, because... Like, he just became king. Like, he's got this little throne. He's just like, I'm king now because Celestia doesn't care.
But, okay. So, this would probably be a good time for me to then ask you, why is Discord your favorite villain?
Well, he's my second favorite, because we all know who my villain is.
Who's your favorite villain?
Nightmare Moon!
Well, yeah. I forget that she's a villain, but you're right. Okay, Nightmare Moon is your favorite because she's also Princess Luna, but why is Discord then your second favorite villain?
I like how he makes everything fun. Like, he made everything fun. Having, like, the streets being made of salt is fun. You can play skate on them. And making cotton candy clouds is fun. Drinking chocolate milk instead of boring water rain is fun. He makes houses upside down. That looks fun.
Well, then let me ask you this, Billy. Is he really a villain?
Well, I guess he's just trying to, like, play a joke on the world.
What makes him bad?
Well, he kind of stole the elements of harmony and trying to make everyone not show harmony anymore. He's just, like, disharmony. I don't know why he's disharmony. He's making everything happy.
Well, I think
candy clouds, yeah. Everything happy, 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 but, like, everything has to be boring in Celestia's ways.
Well, I think that's part of it. It's almost
like when he insulted Celestia, like, Discord rules, Celestia drools. Twilight's all like, grrr, like a dog. She's like.
It's just like in the Batman comics, anytime a new superhero shows up, Batman always fights him because that superhero doesn't do it exactly the way Batman thinks it should be done. Yeah. So he automatically thinks that they're bad.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't do it his way, then they're the bad guy. And that seems to be the same way here, then, is what you're saying, is that if it's not Celestia's way, it's the wrong way.
Yeah. Oh, I just had a new headcanon.
That's it.
Luna didn't do the Celestia way. So, Celestia thought she was a villain, did something so mean to Luna because she didn't do it the right way for Celestia, and then, poof, she became Nightmare Moon because she just had it with Celestia. Being like, you have to do this right. Don't forget that. You have to do this every day. Don't forget to write this. Oh, you have to write it like this. Don't make it too big. Don't make it too small. Make it just right between the two lines.
So you think it was Celestia who drove Luna to become Nightmare Moon?
Like, crazy. Crazy! I bet that was the same with Discord. He was having fun, and then...
And now, because Celestia knows this, that's why she never invites Luna to anything, because she's afraid that she'll just drive her to be Nightmare Moon again. Is that it?
Yeah, I guess so. She's just like, never mind. I'm just gonna be the star of attention.
I could see that happening, given your interpretation of the data.
Because, like, I remember when Twilight gets her blah blah blahs. I'm not gonna say it, but when something big happens for Twilight,
yeah,
and Twilight gets to wear a crown, Celestia decides to wear a bigger crown because she's like, no, she's going to take my spotlights. I must wear the biggest crown.
So, in your world, Celestia is actually the true evil of Equestria.
I'm just saying that sometimes she's...
an iron fist or an iron hook.
I think all she wants is just to be the center of attention.
Yes, and anyone who gets in the way or runs counter to her ideas of what's right and wrong must be crushed under her hoof.
And that's what happened to Luna and Discord and really anyone.
I think that later when we run into some of the other villains, like, they're true villains, but...
Yeah, but Celestia just, like, drove, probably just...
But for now, you think with both Nightmare Moon and... Discord. They're not bad.
They were nice people, but then Celestia wanted to be the center of attention, and maybe she did it on purpose to make Luna angry so she could be the center of attention, so she could raise both the sun and the moon by herself.
I won't argue with that.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
I think that makes just as much sense with the evidence we've been presented. So, Finley, I think we should probably start wrapping up the episode here. But next week...
I had a lot of Finley's headcanon.
I love Finley's headcanon. Next week is episode 30. And you know what that means, don't you?
Yes. What's that mean? Special episode in the house.
So, any thoughts yet on what we're going to do?
I'm probably going to think about doing the game. You know how I've been talking about how there's a My Little Pony game that you can play. And, like, I kind of want to do that.
And I was thinking maybe we could also have a special guest on next week to help us with one of the topics that we're always arguing about. Pony ages.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I still think it's interesting about today.
Okay, just leave it.
No. Can I say this one thing, Finley?
What?
Because I brought it up earlier in the podcast. I think it's easy because at the preamble of the very first episode of My Little Pony, when they told the story of Luna and Celestia, they talked about that being like hundreds or even 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And so that means Celestia and Luna are at least that old. And now they put Discord even before that. So Discord, Luna, Celestia, all this stuff has happened so long ago. So how long have these ponies actually existed? And in the case of Luna,
well, actually,
she's been a pony now, a tiny little pony for that long.
One episode, Twilight went like back in time.
Yeah.
And when they defeated Discord, they were adults. They looked exactly like they do now. They were adults when they defeated Discord, so they were probably younger.
So Celestia hasn't aged a day since then.
Yeah, I guess so. But they were like grown-ups when that Luna was like all big.
Yeah, I would think by now Celestia wouldn't have a rainbow hair anymore. They'd all be gray and white.
Whoa.
Because she'd be so old.
Wait, maybe she makes herself look younger so she never gets overruled.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So, because think about this. If Celestia looks like that and she's that old, how old would Granny Smith be to look like that? Or does Celestia use magic to stay forever
young? What if
young?
She does? Oh, I know. She doesn't want Luna to take over because she's younger than she is.
Maybe that's it. So maybe Celestia's actually been stealing ponies and sacrificing them to keep herself young forever.
No, I know Celestia's crazy, but not that crazy.
Okay, not that bad.
She's like making ponies old. She wouldn't do that.
That's one trot too far?
That's crazy.
Okay.
I just am going along with she's like just making herself a little bit younger and because she just wants to always be there and always be queen.
And always be beautiful with her flowing rainbow hair.
I don't know. Maybe she's just like born that way that she'll never get old. Mm-hmm.
Well, she had to grow for a little while because she started as a little pony and at least grew to the age that she's now, or the size that she is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I wonder what happened. Wait, what if Discord was a small little one, and so were Luna and Celestia, and something happened when they were little fillies.
I don't know. Well, let's stop there, Finley.
Yeah.
And we will pick it up next week with another one of our special editions.
Yay!
Before heading back into season 2. So for now, what do we say?
Goodbye.